Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Daf HaShavua, Ksubis, Daf Ayin Tes. So we're going to begin on Ayin Ches Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Ahu Itza, there was this woman, the boy, the Tavrachinu, Le Nichsa Migavra. So she wanted to hide her assets from her husband. So Kaseftinu Librata, so she wrote it all as a present to her daughter, Intava. She got married, Rigushan, and she got divorced. So Asa Le Kamejav Nachman. So then she came to Nachman claiming that she didn't really intend to give it to her daughter. Kari of Nachman Lashtar. So Nachman tore up the star and said, yeah, it's true, she didn't intend. Also Ravana Le Kamejav Marok. So Ravana went to Marok. You see, Nachman, the farmer, his Rashi explains he was not based in, so he had a taina. Hechi mekareya shtari deinshi. How could he tear up people's shtaris? Amle emli izigufadeche heichav. Tell me the story how it happened. Amle hachu yachiav. This is what happened. Amle shtar mevreches kamrit. So this is a shtar where someone's trying to hide their assets. Hachu yamrevchel neloi bar idim yamreshmul. Moira hana arani. I am a paisik and imbiav shtar mevreches yadiakranov. So if I see a shtar mevreches, someone trying to hide their assets, I will tear it up. So Amle Rav Lom Nachman. So Rav said to Nachman, time of my deloi shaviginish nafshiv yavlechina. The reason why shtar mevreches we tear it up is because as a chazaka, a person won't leave himself without any assets and give it to others. Hani melechina. That's if you're giving it to someone else. Aval. Lebrata Yehiva, maybe you give it to your daughter. So the chiddush is that even though it's your daughter, still we assume you really mean yourself. Someone wants to hide their assets from their husband. What should they do? He could write this star pasim, which essentially is the star mevareches. No, whoever she gives it to can laugh at her and keep it. She writes it tonight in it that today it's yours, but if I change my mind, it's retroactively mine. Time to kasvul halchis. You have to write that. Holy kasvul halchi kanin lekech. If you don't write that, then the lekech keeps it. If you give it all away, then it's a shtar mevreches. You don't need it tonight. If you only give partial away, then you need it tonight. So if lemaisa it's a shtar mevreches and the guy didn't get it, the daughter didn't get it, so why doesn't the husband get it? Because this makes it considered like nechas m'sheni du l'baal, because he thinks it belongs to someone else, and according to Reb Shimon, that he's not kind of that. Dr. Mishnah. If he got ksafim, money, so he has to buy karka with it, vuhichol peiros, and he gets only the peiros, and she keeps the carrot. Peiros at lushin, if he got peiros that were tallish from the karka, yilachol ben karka, so you buy karka with it, vuhichol peiros, he gets peiros. Peiros mechubarim bekarka, if the peiros are mechubar, amra meir shaman oise kama hi yafa beperos, kama hi yafa beloi peiros, you make a shuma, how much it's worth with fruit, and how much it's worth without fruit, umutar, umaisi yilachol ben karka, vuhichol peiros, and the rest, you buy karka, and he eats the peiros. No, if it's mechubar karka, he keeps that. That's just Paris. And we look at the karka as the karen. Hatlushim in the karka shalot. It's only when it's talish that's hers. You look at karka with Paris, and then you buy karka and he gets Paris. The place where he has a strength and b'knisasa when you get married, that's where he loses when she leaves. Which is and makom shaharekech b'knisasa, and the place where she's he's weaker when he comes in. Yafokaychem b'knisasa, he's better off at the end. Paris and mechubarim l'karka b'knisasa. When they get married, they belong to him, they consider regular Paris, and when they get divorced, it's considered karka and belongs to her. Tlush min karka, if it's talush, then b'knisasa shalah, it's hers, and you have to sell it and buy karka, and he is Paris, b'knisasa shalah, he's already kinded, it's his Paris, and he can walk away with it. Zakti Mar, Pshita, Arubati, if they have a choice what to buy, if land or houses, Ara, you buy land. It's a much better investment, it's a much better yield on Paris. Bati Vidikli, if they have a choice between houses and decal and date palms, Bati, you buy housing. Dikli Ilni, if you could buy date palms or other kind of trees, Dikli, you buy date palms. Ilni Vigufni, if you could buy trees or vineyards, Ilni, you buy trees. So each one is because of it's a better investment, the keren remains better, it doesn't die, it lasts long and protrudes without a lot of Paris. But Abizrazo Peri de Kavri, what if an Abba is a forest that all is good for is wood, so essentially cutting down all the trees, and Peri de Kavri, or a fishing hole. So there too, eventually the fish and dry out. So Amrila, Peri of Amrila Karna, some say that that's considered Peri, some say it's considered Karen. Called the Mosa Gizimachl of Peri, if it can be replaced, it can regrow, then it's Peri, and Gizimachl of Karna, if it will never regrow or never be refilled, then it's considered Karen, and it needs to be sold to something else to get Peri. And Eitzim and Dagom, Rashi says, they both will eventually get used up. So therefore, they're Karen, so you have to sell them and buy some other karka to make pears with. Amrav Zer, Amrav Eishi, Amrav Yanei, Amrila, Amrav Abba, Amrav Eishi, Amrav Yanei. Hagoynev, we're turning the page, Hagoynev, Vlad, Behemas, Milug. If someone steals the child of a Behemas Milug, so essentially it's Paris and it belongs to the husband, Misham Tashlumi Kefal, Isha, he pays Tashlumi Kefal to the woman. So commands like Dimar, this like Rabban, like Chanan, it doesn't go like Rabban or Chanan, it's Tanya. Vlad Behemas Milug, the child of a baby of a Behemas Milug, Labal, that the husband keeps, it's Paris. Vlad Shivchas Milug, the child of a Shivchas Milug, Isha, that the woman keeps because it's not considered Paris, it's considered Karen. Chanani Menachi, Yoshi Amar, and they're both considered Paris, and the husband keeps it. So I feel the time I call, even if going like everybody, but Paris getting Larabanim, he only has the right to the aspect of Paris, even though he keeps the Vlad, but he doesn't keep the Kefal because that's Paris to Paris. That's Paris that come out of Paris, and that she retains the Shiur of Schus, and like to get Larabanim because the Chazal weren't massacring that for him. So she keeps that Schus, which is interesting. So Bishlam Luchananya, Hainu Lechashin Lamisa, we're not Chashin Lamisa, so it's considered, the mother's considered the Karen, you'll always have that, and therefore the Vlad is Paris. And likewise by Shivcha, the Vlad Shivcha is the same thing. Al Rabbanan, if they're worried that the mother's going to die, so then Vlad Behemoth Malug Nami, they both shouldn't be your the husbands that should be considered Karen, you need to sell it. So then a slave also should be entitled to keep. Whereas there are chayish lemisa, and that's why Vlad shivchas mulog he can't keep because it's a Karen. Shani behema, but behema if it dies, ikaira, there is a value in its skin, even though it's very little, but it's still a value, and therefore it's considered that the Karen is still there even after misa. So Amar Huna Amar Chi Bar Chi Amar Shmuel Alach Chanani Alach Zak Chanani that we nachayish from misa. Amar Rabba Amar Rav Nachman. So even though the Lachzakanani Shim is Garshan and is dominant Lassan, if she gets divorced, she pays money and she takes it back. She has the right to get it, redeem it, because these are things that are the heritage of her father's house, so she has the right to get the animals and the slaves back. If she brought a goat to provide milk, Barachal Gizasa, and a sheep to provide giza, wool, Vatanagas to bait sasa, and chickens to provide eggs, Vedekal Pereisav, and Vedekal to provide dates, Oichal Vahel Chashatikla Karen, he can eat until the Karen, and others, the animal dies. Amram Nachman, Aila Le Glimo Le Peri, a glima, if she brought in clothing, Perehav, we look at it, Peris, Maxibe, he's right, he's allowed to wear it, but Azla Adikaya until it gets ruined. Why? Because the shchokim, what's left over, scraps, is still considered the Karen. So it's still considered that there'll be some Karen left. So command ki haitana tani hamelach v'hachoyol harezeh peiris. So digging out salt or sand is considered peiris, because even though eventually it gets used up, but the ground will be the Karen, even though it's much less value, but it's something. Peiris shal gafris amach peiris shal tzrif, remeir mer Karen, ucham mer peiris. So gafris is sulfur, amach peiris shal tzrif is aluminum. So same story, you dig it out, and eventually there's nothing left, but the karka has a value, and therefore that's enough to be considered Karen, that the rest should be considered peiris. So here too, whatever's left of the animal after it dies, like the ar and whatever, is considered enough for it to be Karen. Rav Shimon and Malcolm Shepa Koychai, Rav Shimon and Tanakama. Rav Shimon seems the same with Tanakama when he says that, if it's stronger when it goes in, and Paris and Mechubarim. So Amar Rabba Mechubarim, Mishasi Tiyaka Benad. Tanakama didn't say that the Paris that are Mechubar at the time of getting divorced go to the woman. And Tanakama holds that no, even though they're Mechubar at the time of the divorce, it's still the property of the husband, it's still considered Paris. And Rav Shimon holds that no, we're consistent, and if it's Mechubar at the time of the divorce, we consider it a karka, and it belongs to the woman. Zok the Mishnah. Nafla avadim shvacha zakenim yimachru v'yulakach behen karka. So if she got avadim shvacha zakenim, they're old, so sell them and buy karka v'uchel peres. You can't sell them. Because it's the heritage of her father's home, you can't sell them. Nafla zayisim kfanim zakenim, if they're old olive or vineyards and not producing fruit, yimachru sell it v'yulakach behen karka v'uchel peres, and they'll get peres. And if Yehuda Aymer, in this case, don't sell them because it's the heritage of her father's home. That's if it fell in her field, but if they just own these vineyards in some other person's field, for sure sell it, because when it dies, you'll have nothing left. Old Evan and Shivka, when they die, there's nothing left, so it's like an Asada that's not hers. Well, Pligian, they still argue. So, but if she owns the field, then you certainly don't sell Chaladeus, because there is Sheva Chasavia, at least because of the field, so then for sure the Kfanim and the column are part of that, and you can't sell it because of Sheva Chasavia. Have a good night and a wonderful Shabbos.